Chapter 3. A Bad Fight.
Spitz is a dangerous dog. He really hates Buck. One day, he's going to kill him.
This new wild animal in Buck was strong, but Buck's new life was very dangerous. He never fought with the other dogs, but Spitz hated him. Spitz was the most important dog. He knew the sledge best. He always taught the new dogs to work hard, and the other dogs were afraid of him. He was the strongest, the most intelligent, and the most dangerous. He wanted to fight with Buck because every day Buck got stronger and more dangerous. But Spitz had to be the best, so he had to kill Buck. One cold, windy evening, they stopped next to a river. Buck was very tired, and he quickly made a warm bed in the snow. He wasn't happy when Francois shouted, "Buck, come eat your fish!" He didn't want to leave his warm bed, but he was very hungry. So he ran to the food box and quickly ate his dinner. But when he turned around, he saw Spitz. The other dog was in Buck's bed. He looked at Buck and laughed. Buck barked at him, and the wild animal inside him went crazy. He quickly jumped at Spitz. Spitz was very surprised because Buck was never angry. Francois was also surprised when the two dogs started fighting. "Fight him, Buck! You can win!" shouted Francois. "Get him! Get Spitz, that bad dog!" But the fight never finished because Perrault shouted. Everybody heard the noise of Perrault's club and the cry of a dog. The camp was suddenly full of strange, thin dogs. There were 80 or 100 of them, and they wanted food. The two men hit the dogs with their clubs, but the dogs didn't leave. They found the food box, and they went crazy. The noise was very loud, and the sledge dogs were afraid. The strange dogs finished the food and then attacked the sledge dogs. They hurt them very badly. They hurt Dolly's neck and cut Dub's leg. They took out Joe's eye and almost cut off Billy's ear. Billy cried in pain and ran away over the icy river. The other sledge dogs followed Billy, and they all looked for a quiet place to sleep. In the morning, the dogs walked slowly back to the camp. "Oh, my friends," said Francois sadly. The dogs were in a lot of pain, and they looked very bad. "Maybe you'll go crazy because those dogs attacked you. Maybe you're crazy now. What do you think, Perrault?"
"No, they'll be fine," said Perrault. "We have many days of work, so the dogs have to be all right."
But the dogs weren't all right, and one morning, Dolly went crazy. She stopped in front of her harness and sat down. She howled loudly. Then she looked at Buck and jumped at him. Buck was afraid. He didn't know any crazy dogs, and he liked Dolly. He didn't want to see this. He quickly ran away from Dolly, but she was only one jump behind him. He ran through the trees, across some ice, and back to the river. Dolly barked crazily behind him, but she couldn't catch him.
"Buck, come here, boy. Come to me," shouted Francois.
Buck turned and ran back to the camp. He was very tired now and had a lot of pain in his legs.
"I'll have to help Buck," thought Francois,
and he found his club. Buck ran past him, and Francois's club came down very hard on Dolly's head. Buck stopped and fell near the sledge. Spitz saw Buck and quickly attacked him, but Francois saw this, and he hit Spitz with his club many, many times.
"Spitz is a dangerous dog," said Perrault. "He really hates Buck. One day he's going to kill him."
"But Buck's more dangerous," answered Francois. "I always watch him, and I know.
One day he'll get very angry and he'll eat Spitz for dinner. He'll kill him easily. I know it. The weather got warmer and the trip got very difficult. The dogs couldn't fight. There was no time. The ice got very thin in some places, and the sledge broke through it many times. One time, when the ice broke, Buck and Dave fell into the icy water. They were almost dead when the two men pulled them out. The men made a fire, and the dogs had to run around it very quickly. They had to get the thick ice off their coats. Another time, Spitz went through the ice and pulled the other dogs in, too. Then the ice broke behind the sledge. Perrault had to climb up a high rock next to the river very quickly. He took the rope from the dogs' harnesses with him. Then he pulled the dogs out of the river and onto the rock. With the dogs' help, Perrault then pulled the sledge onto the rock. Francois climbed up after him. Everybody was very cold and very tired, but they couldn't stay up on the rock. They had to get back down to the river. So they walked to the end of the rock, and slowly and carefully, Francois and Perrault took the dogs back down. They only went a half of a kilometer that day. Perrault wasn't happy because this trip was too slow. So on the good days, the dogs had to work long hours, but Buck's feet weren't as hard as the other dogs' feet. In sunny California, he never had to walk on cold, hard ice and snow. So now he walked with a lot of pain. One night, he couldn't get up and eat his fish. Francois looked at Buck's tired feet. He wanted to help him. So he cut off the tops of his boots. He made Buck four little dog boots.
"Here, Buck," Francois said kindly, "these will help you."
Buck loved his new little boots, and he was happier after that. One morning, Francois forgot about Buck's boots. He harnessed the other dogs and then called Buck, but Buck didn't go to his harness, and he didn't get up. Perrault and Francois found Buck, and they laughed. Buck was on his back with his 4 feet up. Francois put Buck's boots on. Then the dog happily got up and walked to his harness.
"He really is a crazy dog," Perrault laughed.
After many more days on the river, they arrived in Dawson. It was a gray day, and everybody was very tired. There were men and dogs and sledges everywhere. Every day the dogs ran up and down the streets and pulled wood and gold for the men. The dogs worked very hard. They did the same work as horses. And every night, at 12 and at 3, the dogs howled at the night sky. They sang their strange song, and Buck loved to sing with them. It was a very old song, a song from a younger world, and when Buck howled, he howled with the pain of his wild fathers. 7 days later, they left Dawson. The dogs were strong now, and the fighting quickly began again. Buck had small fights with Spitz every day, and he always fought him in front of the other dogs. Now Buck was stronger and more dangerous than Spitz, and the other dogs could see this. They stopped liking Spitz. Other dogs began to fight with Spitz, too. They weren't afraid of him, and they didn't listen to him. So the dogs began to work badly, and they didn't pull the sledge well. Francois got very angry at his dogs.
"You stupid dogs!" he shouted,
and he hit them again and again. But nothing helped. The dogs didn't stop fighting. One night, after dinner, a dog found a small animal. The animal jumped up and ran away very quickly. The sledge dogs saw it, and they quickly ran after it. Buck was in front of the other dogs. He was very excited. He wanted to catch the animal and kill it. He ran and ran, but the animal was always one jump in front. Buck was very happy. Spitz quietly left the dogs and ran a different way. Buck didn't see him. Suddenly, Spitz jumped out in front of the animal. It couldn't turn around, and Spitz's big teeth killed it quickly. The other dogs howled and barked, but Buck didn't bark, and he didn't stop. He ran at the white dog, and Buck and Spitz began their last dangerous fight. Spitz fought very well, and he attacked Buck again and again. Buck tried to push him onto the ground, but Spitz always jumped away very quickly. After some minutes, Buck was in a lot of pain. He had many cuts, but Spitz was fine. Buck was very tired, and the other dogs watched him carefully. Then Buck jumped at Spitz again. His teeth closed around Spitz's leg, and Spitz cried loudly. With a quick jump, Buck broke Spitz's leg. Spitz was now in a lot of pain, but he tried hard to stand up. Then Buck started the last attack. He could see and feel the other dogs. They waited and watched. They wanted one of the two dogs to fall. Buck jumped up and hit Spitz hard. Spitz cried and fell. The other dogs quickly attacked him. Buck sat down and watched. He was very tired, but he felt good because now he was the most important dog.